Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Are you ready? Are you prepared? Do you have the strength? Everybody wants to win, but they don't understand what it means to sacrifice to win it all. Everybody wants to be a champion, but are you prepared to work hard enough to become the champion that you believe you can be? Do you think you have the mindset now? Do you understand what it means to get into what they call beast mode? But I'm here to let you know right now, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't about being beast mode. It's about life and death mode. It's about putting it on the line. It's about pushing yourself and giving it 110% of everything you got. There is nothing that you can do once you're here except finish what you start. When the weakness starts to talk to you and whisper sweet nothings in your ear, you got to recognize that that conversation doesn't help you. That conversation that you're having with weakness is not gonna build you. It's not gonna push you. It's not gonna lift you. You got to recognize that there's work that must be done. You got to be responsible. You got to be capable. You got to be willing to work for what you want. I know sometimes people like to talk the talk. I know some people like to pretend to be something they're not. I know sometimes people say they're a lion, but you can't be a lion if you don't understand the rules of the jungle. So ladies and gentlemen, you got to recognize what it means to sacrifice, what it means to be powerful, what it means to be strong. This is your moment to shine, and if you're not willing to shine, then step aside. If you're not willing to work, then this is not the place for you. You got to toughen up. You got to look up. You got to build up. If you want it, this is the time to go get it. But you got to work for it. You got to believe in it. You got to trust in it. You got to let the power flow through the veins. The blood is real. The blood will push you. The pump that you're getting in this place right now is going to take you up and over the top. But if you're not hungry, if you're not willing to get it, then you're going to starve. You're going to starve because you're not hungry. You're going to starve because you're not willing. You're going to starve because you don't want it. Only the hungry knows how to eat. Only the hungry knows how to fight. You don't have time to step back. You got to go forward. You got to push harder. You got to dig a little bit deeper. Some people, all they do is talk. When you're in this place of business, there is no talking. The only conversation is moving what's in front of you. The only conversation is pushing when you feel you can't push. The only conversation is you against you.
Turn the lights on when I'm talking to you, because I said they didn't realize that every setback of your life, they didn't realize that every bad day of your life, they didn't realize that every sad day of your life, they didn't realize that every so-called failure, disaster, missed opportunity, a tragedy was just a building block of strategy, and the agony, the pain, the heartache, the misery was put in place to give you the strength to rewrite history. Therefore, it should be no mystery when you make a special delivery to the doorsteps of victory. And you will, because you have been patiently waiting for this moment. cultivating and calculating, using the pain of your life to derive the energy from what was once a deprived and wasted synergy, because your own worst enemy has always been you. But no longer. The days that used to be sad and blue are now giving way to the days of the new you that has grown and grew to new heights and clear skies that are sunny and blue. You made the choice to clear your old canvas. And with a fresh set of mental paintbrushes, you drew your desired outcome and took the necessary steps to make sure it came true. For so long, you've known you had an inner beast inside. But you were scared to bother it. For so long, you've known you had an inner beast inside. But you were scared to bother it. That's just like planting a seed and then never watering it. Never making sure it's provided with exposure to sunlight, basically just squandering it. But that version of you no longer exists. Because from the depths of your inner soul comes your inner beast, and you are now honoring it. That seed that was planted in your soul has been patiently. That seed that was planted in your heart has been laying low for the perfect time. That seed that was planted in your spirit has been storing energy. That seed that was planted in your mental has been digesting and processing. And when all of these forces came together, they created the perfect storm that set the stage for your inner beast to be born. That set the stage for your inner beast to take form. That set the stage for your inner beast to transform. That set the stage for your inner beast to break through and swarm like a large group of bees. And now you're ready to sting anyone that stands between you and the stamp of greatness needed to make your successful transformation official. So if you have any doubts, let them fizzle. Because now you're locked in on your target like a missile. Wait a minute. Make that a heat-seeking missile. Because you're so hot that you sizzle. And your vision is so clear that it's crystal. You now realize that any limitations you ever placed on yourself were always, always, always meant. See, so many of us experience an extended pregnancy as it relates to giving birth to our dreams, our gifts, our true self-worth, and ultimately, our legacy. But our inner beast is way overdue to be unleashed to the world. And thus, it went from a gentle rub, to a light tap, to a subtle kick, to a strong push, to a stronger kick, and even a stronger push. See that desire that's telling you to get up and go do? That's your inner beast. The passion to keep pushing through, that's your inner beast. That voice in your head that's telling you to believe, that's your inner beast. That yearning you have deep inside to achieve, that's your inner beast. The mental toughness to fall down 9 times and get back up 10, your inner beast. The resiliency to fight to the end, that's your inner beast. The heart you display to persevere through the dark days, that's your inner beast. The fear you overcame to lead and trailblaze, that's your inner beast. Listen to me. Your inner beast is waiting patiently for you to release it to the world.
The hour is now for game changers to emerge.
Be truthful to who you are. Life is so short.
So it drives me nuts when people say we don't have the time. We have 24 hours a day.
I am much more valuable to my family and to my community because I was willing to let them go. Go through the door myself. Teach myself, learn myself, condition myself, and then come back and get them.
You're either going to get healthier and wealthier, or you're going to go bust. Your choice.
Pursue what you really want with everything you've got.
Brace yourself, steady your nerves, put your head down and tackle whatever you face head on.
I need you to believe in every possibility that you have and understand that it is not over for you.
Let your work get your opportunity. Let your work get your praise. Let your work open up doors. Let your work get people paying attention. Let your work get the whole world to notice. Stop thinking. Stop procrastinating. And you got work. Goliath! There will be many giants in your life. Whatever goal you have, get up and run after it.
Your brain is designed to keep you safe. Your soul, your intuition, your human spirit is designed to make you soar.
That's not just a book in your hand, that's your sword. That's not just an idea, that's your sword. That's not just a dancing gift, that's your sword.
But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. I'm gonna rise, and I'm gonna show a world that greatness is obtained by a man that never stopped pushing.
It's not easy to go through so many different circumstances, so many different challenges. It's not easy knowing that you may lose your home because you got laid off your job.
You gotta set the example. This is another obstacle. This obstacle cannot define me. It's not gonna cripple me. It's not gonna be responsible for me stepping away for the game that I love.
You need to rise up and understand what success is all about. We gotta rise up, we gotta start, we gotta finish. You should work so hard that you collapse in the bed at night. If you fall asleep, wake up and rise up again.
Through all the bumps in the road and the stormy weather, the heart of a champion you can never measure.
You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality.
You know, I have the saying, work like someone's trying to take it all away from you.
Architects, pioneers, innovators, students, athletes, lawyers, doctors. I'm sounding the alarm that a new mentality will emerge inside of you.
I need you to believe in every possibility that you have and understand that it is not over for you.
Now is the moment to start making your impact.
When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
It's life's big myth that you can get fit before committing to something challenging. Let me explain. We call it the Spartan paradox. You must first commit to something, and that forces you to do the work. With Spartan, we got 7 million people off the couch by having them put a date on the calendar. It's that simple. Once you put a date on the calendar, you get serious. You become disciplined. And if you don't, you get your ass kicked, because that date comes, that event arrives, with or without you. Then what? Then you're embarrassed, humiliated, and you want another crack at it. Everyone everywhere, I mean across 45 countries, says to me, oh, first I'm gonna get in shape. First I'm gonna start eating healthy. First I'm gonna get my lifestyle intact. No way. All the science, all the data, all of our millions of conversations across all these countries says, bullshit. You're just gonna procrastinate. You're not gonna do it. You end up talking yourself out of doing the work. New Year's resolutions don't work. Gym memberships don't work. Diets don't work. The only thing that works is a date with something challenging on your calendar. So you want to find success? Put a date on the calendar, create a deadline, force yourself to make the hard choices daily. Look, if humans didn't need deadlines, schools wouldn't need professors, right? Construction sites wouldn't need foremen. Teams wouldn't need coaches. Think about it. If you want to change, if you're ready, get a date on your calendar. You have to commit. You have to make it real. It's the Spartan Paradox. I think I could end it just like that. It's the Spartan Paradox. That's it.
The players that had that passion, but weren't willing to commit their entire lives to doing that, right? It's a choice, right? You have other things. You have family. You have all these other things that you have to do. The game can't really be your number one priority. And so I was looking at that like, man, this is going to be fun.
If I'm buddies with you from high school, if I'm a cousin of yours, what happened to our relationship? How did that gravitate when you went into the league and you're determined to become the greatest, or you're determined to become one of the greatest? What happens to our relationship?
Well, it suffers.
It does suffer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you understood that. You were okay with that.
Well, yeah. And the people that love you, like friends and family, like, they know that about you.
Got it.
So they let you be you. And when you reconvene, you know, you pick back up where you left off. Mm-hmm. But make no mistake about it, everything in between is lost, right? So those long-term relationships, the commitment of time of, taking vacation. Like, I see a lot of players take vacations with other players that are close friends. And they'll just take vacations just to take vacations, or just hang out just to hang out. Like, I never did that.
Why didn't you do that?
Well, because when I retire, I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more. I don't want that. You know? I don't want that. You know, you got a lot of people paying their hard-earned money to come watch you perform. 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 It's your job to be in shape. It's your job to be strong enough to perform at that level every single night. And as a competitor, I'm not ducking shit. Like, it's not, oh my God, my back hurts, I'm sore, we gotta play Vince Carter and Toronto Raptors tonight. We actually had this happen. We had a game against Toronto in 2000. And Vince was tearing the league up. My back was jacked. But like, the perception of that, like, what? Kobe's missing a game against Toronto, and Vince Carter, because, man, my back was really spasming. But people will be like, what? Oh, he's ducking Vince. Excuse me? No, I don't think so. So I would be in the layup line like, okay, there's a lot of days where, you know, you can rest and recover. Today ain't one of them. Your back can bother you any other day. That shit ain't bothering me today. Wow. He gonna have to see me today. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're playing against the Golden State Warriors. Score is 107-109. You guys are close to getting into the playoffs. You know exactly what happens in the game. You go up, you're about to take your shot, and then all of a sudden, boom, yeah. Achilles happens, right? He went and hit the free throws, and then you walked off the stage.
Yeah.
And you got the surgery done.
I went in the trainer's room, my kids are in there, and, you know, they're looking at you and stuff, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like, you know, it's all right, dad's going to be all right, mm-hmm. It'll be fine, it'll be all right. As a parent, you got to set the example, this is another obstacle, this obstacle cannot define me, it's not going to cripple me, it's not going to be responsible for me stepping away for the game that I love. I'm going to step away on my own terms. And that's when the decision was made that, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
You're a freaking beast, bro.
Hey.
Put some context into it. I'm gonna put some context. They sent my mother-in-law home 8 years ago. The cancer metastasized throughout her whole body. They're like, it ain't nothing we can do for you. Go home, spend time with your family. And people was like, yep, that's it for her. She said, it's not it for me. And they said, what do you mean it's not over for you? The doctor said, she said, I don't care nothing about a doctor. I got to see my grandson graduate from high school. He's a junior now at Michigan State University. She said, I got to see my granddaughter graduate, my only two grandkids. I got to see my granddaughter graduate from high school, and she graduates in June. She said, after that, I might die. But up until then, I ain't going nowhere. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And what we said to each other is, I can get through this. I will get through this. I must get through this. So I just need you to think about three people in your family that you love. Three people. Three people that you love. Three people. You got them? They there? You got them? This is what I need you to do for me. Because some of you have a hard time staying motivated for a straight 100 days. So what I need you to do for me is I need you to think about those people every day when you're doing what you're doing. Do you have some days where you just want to hit the snooze button? Raise your hand for me. You want to hit the snooze button, right? So watch this. This is what has to happen. That person that you think about has to be louder than the snooze button. So when you think about Granny, you got to think about, do I hit the snooze button or do I get up and make it happen for Granny? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who are you doing this for? So the days you don't feel like getting up, just think about them. Somebody tell me in this room, when you think about your siblings, when you think about mom and dad and grandma, when you think about your uncle and aunts, when you think about those coaches, those people who've been there for you, just raise your hand if you say, E.T., sleep is better than that. Just raise your hand and tell me, anybody in the room, sleep is better than them, E? Raise your hand, somebody tell me, E.T., you don't get it. You don't know how hard it is, E? I probably don't. I just lived in abandoned buildings, AI trash cans, I probably don't. Maybe I ain't never been through what you've been through, but I've been through my go-through. And you don't get here by quitting when you tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you done. You don't stop when you tired. You stop when you done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Execution is worship. And so I execute for my mom. I execute for my grandma. I execute for my sister. I execute for those kids in the hood who are looking for a role model. That's why I wear the hat with a PhD. That's why I wear the J's. So when the kids in the hood look at me, they say, if E.T. can do it, I can do it. That's why I can't quit and give up, even though I get tired just like everybody else. Why? Because this is what I do. This is my lane. This is your lane. You gotta murder it. So when I ask you, you got energy, don't play with me. When I say again, you got that energy for the next 100 days. I need to feel your soul in this room. All right, I can. Come on, I can. Come on, I can. I will. I must. Come on, I can. I will. I must.
See, you can play ball at the Y, or you can play ball in the NBA. You told me you're going to graduate college in 4 years, and you did it. But you told me you're going to play in the NBA. I want to ask this question, son. Do you believe you're good enough to play in the NBA? My bottom lip started to twitch. My whole face started to spasm up. But Dad, I never started in college, but Dad, I got school in my foot, but we're in the coronavirus. I don't like Zoom. I don't like going over the computer. I like to meet face to face. Be committed to the goal, not the journey. Be committed to the result. Adversity will increase your value if you let it. Son, do you believe you're good enough to play in the NBA? And I thought about it. Well, if I didn't get hurt, I thought about it. Yes, Dad, I do. I do think I'm good enough. Confidence is the number one factor in anyone's success. Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. They might have said, he's a sixth-round pick. He couldn't even really win a job in college. And he's going to leave the game the greatest quarterback ever. Lesson number one, sharks never stop moving forward or they die. He said, son, if you think you're good enough, go get it. Go get it, son. Go get it. I got your back, son. Go get it.
I'm not gonna sit here and tell you life is gonna be Ron Howard happy days every day. It's not gonna be that way. Matter of fact, it's probably gonna be the opposite. You see, the enemy is gonna throw everything he has in his toolbox at you. Now he can't stop you himself, but his objective is to get you to stop you. This message is for the struggle, for all those going through trials and tribulations. People in this world are gonna fool you, disappoint you, turn their back on you, the closest around you are gonna give up on you. And when things hit the fan, everybody's gonna run. You're gonna look around and you're gonna be all alone. I'm just keeping it real with you because somebody out there needs to hear what I'm saying. This ain't a motivational video. Man, this is life. This ain't no game to me, and I know what you're going through. And I'm gonna speak life into you right now. Nothing, listen to me, nothing can stop you. God will never leave you nor forsake you, and that is all you need. There's a power inside of you that you can only discover when you are truly alone. Just as the waves on a beach shore come in and out, people will do the same. Relationships are like music, and you should never make music with anybody who doesn't understand, appreciate, and value your lyrics. Sometimes you just gotta let these people go. You gotta know your worth. Sometimes you just gotta let them people go. You gotta stop chasing people who don't appreciate you. Sometimes in this life, champion, you gotta remind the world just who you are. And you don't do this by telling them with your mouth. You tell them with your actions. You make your actions speak loud and proud to who you are. Don't let the world convince you that you're a nobody. You're somebody who just don't know it yet. Do you hear what I'm saying, champion? I'm speaking to the champion in you. Rise, champion. The way of the warrior. Championize. Get back up. My spirit cries. Fear dies. Choked out by the scream. The desire to climb and live out my dream. Take it for the team. Discipline reigns. I want it too bad to listen to the pain. I'm a winner. To God be the glory. Tragedy and setbacks, an inspirational story. Warriors like me, we were strategically designed for the struggle. Many before me gave up and quit. Acted all bad to the first time they got here. But see, blood don't scare me. I fear not death. Whatever it takes, champion, to be the best of the best. I was made for war. I cry out to heaven. Blessed and unstoppable. An immortal legend. Climb, I say, the unclimbable mountain. Kicking and punching. I just keep on pounding. I found it. That deep desire to win. I remember defeat and I say, never again. See, warriors like me, we were born and strategically designed for the struggle. The way of the warrior, championize. Get back up, my spirit cries. Fear dies, choked out by the screams. The desire to climb and live out my dreams. Take it for the team. Discipline reigns. I want it too bad to bow to pain. I'm a winner. To God be the glory. Tragedy, setbacks, an inspirational story. Many before me gave up and quit. Acted all bad to the first time they got in. Blood don't scare me. I fear not death. Whatever it takes, champion, to be the best of the best. Climb, I say, the unclimbable mountain. Kicking and punching, I just keep on pounding. Because I'm a warrior, and that's what we do. I'm Billy Osbrooks, blessed and unstoppable. To God be the glory.